Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Restaurant below our studio here is well worth a visit. Fantastic menu, great food. They do carvery at the weekends, and they also have live music in the Oasis Bar at the weekends as well. So pop into the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, it's something that actually came up in passing on a recent episode of Opinions Matter, kind of in passing. And it was a conversation where we touched on about gender reveal parties.
Well, we were talking to a mother who basically didn't give her baby a gender when he was born, when Dave was born.
Yep.
And we ended up talking about gender reveal parties. And someone sent in a message that really, really triggered me. And the message went as follows. Gender reveal parties are American tacky shite. I don't know why anybody would do them. And that message annoyed me because I have had two gender reveal parties for two of our three kids. And I just don't know why people are upset about it and why they're angry about it. I just don't, like... And I'm going to put this question out to you before, because we're going to be talking to people in a moment who... let me just take my coat off, actually, because it's going to be...
Should have done that before.
No, but you should have done the other thing before. No, this is going to be serious business. It's going to be...
Oh, you're raring to go, are you?
Going to be punches thrown and all that. Virtual punches, obviously. Because I'm going to ask you the question.
Yep, go on.
Before you come onto the show. And if anybody can give me an answer, I'll be quite happy. And the question is, how did me... having gender reveal parties for two of my three kids, how did it affect or damage your life?
It didn't. It didn't. And that's not really what...
It didn't in the conversation.
No, the conversation is, and because I happen to agree, when that message came in, I agree wholeheartedly. Gender reveal parties are the tackiest American shite.
Okay, let me stop you there. Yeah. Thank you.
No, and obviously it doesn't have an impact on my life.
Okay. But let me say this to you.
Mm-hmm.
I am 1,000,000% certain. Mm, not even a million. 1,000,000%. It's a very high percentage. I'm 1,000,000% certain that if you and your missus had a baby next week, now I know you're not in that frame of mind.
No, absolutely not.
At the moment, or you never will be. But if you had a baby next week, I can guarantee you 1,000,000% that there'll be a gender reveal party. You'd have all the balloons up on the wall.
Can I tell you why I won't?
No, can I tell you why?
Here. Because I don't even want to know the gender of a child before child is born.
1,000,000% you'd have
I'm telling you I wouldn't.
You know what you'd even do? You'd have an events company running the thing. No, you actually would.
Stop making shit up when it's not true.
It is. I
don't even believe that you should find out the gender of your child.
That's a different conversation.
It's not, because it's all related. I don't believe you should find out the gender of your child. I believe it's one of life's surprises, and you should wait until the baby is born. I don't know why people need to know.
Okay, it's a conversation for another day.
No, it's not. It's all wrapped into this conversation. So you're saying I would have a gender reveal party. I'm telling you, I wouldn't. I wouldn't even want to know the sex of the child. Simple as.
1,000,000% you would.
Both my kids, when they were born, didn't know what they were before they were born.
This is the man, and again, it's a conversation today. I'm not getting into a he said, she said thing.
But then don't go there.
No.
So, okay, we'll cut you off. We'll just cut you off, okay? Thank you. I'm just going to keep it.
So childish, by the way.
But I will just cut you off.
So it's not called
Opinions. There you go.
So it's not called Opinions Matter.
Your opinion doesn't matter.
Okay, why does it bother you?
Why? Because it's tacky.
I think it's
attention seeking.
If you remember during our, I think it was when our first one was born, and actually we have the audio of as we'll play, and you didn't forget to do that, did you?
No, I have that here.
We have the audio of actually our second gender reveal party. Now, because I checked before this topic came on.
Yep.
When I put that video, didn't think I'd done this. You see, the difference between you and I is I do my homework before coming into a topic.
You go on,
you don't go to a battle with no ammo.
Go on.
So when we put that photograph or that video up on my Facebook page of the gender reveal, you put a heart beside it.
But now I'm looking at it and I'm cringing.
No. Why did you heart it?
Just be nice.
So why does it annoy you so much?
It's attention seeking. It's so unnecessary.
Everything on social media. It's attention seeking that you put up a photograph on your holidays last week. I unfollowed you, actually. I couldn't like, why are you rubbing my nose in it? I was sitting in the car on a pissy wet day, and you're putting the photographs.
Okay,
on the
beach. Let's just have a listen to the audio.
Let's set the scene. This is in a very well known restaurant in South Dublin.
Okay,
Siam Thai actually is where it was.
Siam Thai, yeah,
and it was packed. So this was on baby number two.
Okay, baby number two.
So we went in and we gave the way you do it is you go into Woody's and you give them the envelope that says what the gender of the baby is.
Yep.
And Woody's don't tell you, and Woody's put the corresponding confetti into the balloon. They blow up the balloon and give it to you. You bring it to the restaurant, and then at the end of the meal, you get the pin and you prick it, and the whole restaurant, as you will hear in the background, were all clapping and cheering. There was confetti all over the place, and it was just a joyous occasion.
It's absolute tacorama. Let's have a listen to this. Here we go. So who are all these people cheering? People who are out for their Sunday dinner. Who don't give a flying fuck what baby you're having.
The whole restaurant went into a belt of congratulations as well.
They had no choice.
By the way, the person bursting the balloon was my firstborn, Luke, who got a pin. And he was delighted with it. Because there and then he found out that the confetti that came out was pink and that it was going to be a... baby sister he was going to have. I think it's one of the most joyous things. I think anybody that has a problem with it, yeah.
There was a you back in the day that would have said it was tacky as well.
No, I never would have said
you
that.
You would. You absolutely would.
I wouldn't because...
You would. It is tacky.
It's not
you
tacky.
Know quite well it is.
It is a joyous, joyous thing. And the only people that would have a problem with it, yeah, are people who are either too old to have babies now, i.e. you and your missus, so you're not on that radar anymore. So
I always thought they were tacky.
You'd be having one next week.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you actually would, and it'd be sponsored by Rockshore, one of those beer companies. You'd have sponsors. You would.
Stop making shit up, which isn't actually true.
You'd have showbiz journalist Ken Sweeney there taking photographs.
Here, let's have a listen to this. The excitement. Ooh. Oh, it's going to be a girl. Whoop-de-doo. Nobody gives a fuck. That's my answer to that. Nobody gives a flying you-know-what.
Okay, and I get that, yeah?
Yep, nobody cares.
Okay, but will you listen to that argument then, okay? If you're going to use that argument, the nobody gives a fuck argument, and that's a valid argument, by the way, but then nobody gives a fuck about anything you put up on your social media. Nobody gives a fuck.
For example, that restaurant.
Listen.
Do you think the people over the other side that were cheering, do you really think they give a fuck?
No, they don't. They ended up getting confetti in their soup, so they probably weren't too happy.
Exactly.
No, but the point is, if that's the weakest, or if that's the only argument you can bring to the table, nobody gives a fuck, yeah? Then nobody gives a fuck, Adrian, when you're boarding your cruise and you're taking a photograph walking down the gangway. Nobody gives a fuck about that. Nobody gives a fuck when Eric Katie puts up a photograph of her son's first day at school, standing there with a school bag. Nobody gives a fuck about that. So if you're of the...
I'm not talking about social media posting. I'm talking about the fact that you took over a restaurant.
So if you are...
People don't care.
So, but then people don't care about it. If that's the case, if you are of the belief, yeah? I'm not talking about you, by the way. I'm talking about generally. If one is of the belief, yeah, that people don't give a fuck about anything that happens in your life, then my advice to all of you will be get off social media because nobody gives a fuck. No, I'm not even talking about social media.
I'm talking about the whole principle bursting a fucking balloon with pink confetti and going, how exciting.
Nobody gives.
There's only two answers. It's a boy or a girl. Why do you even need to know?
Nobody gives a fuck that you're sitting in the bar in the airport and you need a photograph of a pint and your passport.
They actually don't.
So if you are off that mindset, get off social media.
You're missing the point here.
I'm not even
talking about social media. I'm talking about having a get-together to burst a poxy balloon that everybody can be all excited about the baby.
It's a
load of rubbish.
It's a positive thing.
What's positive about it? Tell me what's positive about it.
If you look at the video...
tell me what's positive about it.
Everybody in the restaurant is...
They've no choice.
Of course they did. But then let me...
How many people were with you?
There was about 15 at the table.
15, yeah.
Okay, but then let me
they
put
don't
another thing.
Care.
Okay, then why do happy birthday sing-alongs in restaurants where people bring out the cake?
Tacky as well.
No, I've seen you.
No, you have not. You certainly have not. No, you have not.
Okay, Adrian's going to
Angela, Angela, let's bring Angela in.
Hi, guys. Angela here. Just ringing in about this topic. I think it's the most ridiculous thing ever. What happened 2 years ago and wait and see what it is and... you know, wondering what's going to arrive into people's lives. Like, is it a boy or a child, as everyone used to say, a boy or a girl? But on another side of thing, a little side note, you know, baby showers and all that, and people go, no, we want to know what to buy the baby. None of you think about, you know, if something happens, that all these parents, if something happens, the child, that they're stuck with all this stuff, because it has happened and it's bloody heartbreaking. So, you know, just keep the gender of the baby, keep all your gifts until that baby has arrived into the world.
Absolutely, Angela. I agree with you 100%.
So 100%. Angela's basically telling us, and Angela, I don't know what you've gone through, and my sincere condolences if you have gone through tough stuff, but that is not, just because you have doesn't mean that other people can't celebrate something that is worth celebrating. It's a happy, joyous
occasion.
It's
worth celebrating. Yeah. It's either a boy or a girl. It's a baby.
Not now, it's not.
That's the bit to celebrate, that you're having a baby. It doesn't matter whether it's a boy.
No, I don't believe with the over-the-top thing. I saw a video on Instagram there a couple of weeks ago where a couple hired a helicopter to fly over them and it spurts out like blue smoke.
And you'd do that if you could afford it.
We couldn't find a helicopter. That was the problem.
Tacorama. Joanne, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. Well, Joanne, you've children, yeah?
I have three.
You've three. And did you have three gender reveal parties?
No, I didn't. I think they're as tacky as fuck.
Oh, there you go. That's it. That's. Why do you think they're tacky?
I think it's more special when you have a child to find out what they are when they're born. Keep it in the family between you and your partner. It's meant to be a moment for your family between you and your partner, a special moment, not for the whole of the world to see. Like, they've become a competition now, gender reveal parties. Oh, look at them on social media. Look at what they have. Look at this. They've come as tacky as fuck. If you and your family want to have a gender reveal, off you go. But, Jeremy, don't take over a fucking whole restaurant.
And that's exactly what he did, and you could hear from the audio, that's exactly what they did, took over a whole restaurant.
If I was sitting there eating me dinner, I don't care if you have a boy or a girl, as long as it's healthy, but I couldn't grow monkeys if it was a boy or a girl.
Why didn't you do it in your own back garden with the 15 people? Why did you have to do it in a restaurant, in a public place?
Well, it was actually, my friend of mine actually runs the restaurant, and I actually rang him beforehand, and I said, listen, we're all going out for a family meal. Is it okay with you? Because I did ring ahead. Is it okay with you? We bring along a balloon. And he got excited about it. He said, oh my God, that'll be great. It'll bring a great atmosphere. Everybody likes good news. You yourself.
But Jeremy, what if somebody was sitting there that's in that restaurant and had a miscarriage or a
Jesus.
No, she's right. She's dead right.
Oh,
she's dead right.
No, she's not. Don't,
no, she is.
Don't dare bring something like
okay,
that up.
Okay, the point she's trying to make is do it in private. What was the point in doing it in a public restaurant with other people?
If that's the case, Joanne, I shouldn't have brought my babies out to the restaurant because there could be someone at the.
It's the exact same thing. New life. Your wife is pregnant, sitting there pregnant. What happens if a table, a couple of things down from her, and that woman can't have kids, and she's watching your wife being pregnant?
So I can't celebrate. Something beautiful that's happened in my life.
It's the doing it in public.
On the off.
Do it at home.
But then why bring your babies out?
Or hire a function room and do it.
I can't believe you threw that. That's a low blow. That really is a low blow. Using, you know, stillborn birth or miscarriage to stop me from enjoying something which is.
I didn't say you couldn't do it. I never once say you said you couldn't have your gender reveal. Do not do it, as Adrian has just said, out your back garden in a function room with you and your family. Why do it out in public? I just think it's tacky.
Okay, why did Adrian get down on one knee in front of a group full of people to get
that's
to
irrelevant to this conversation.
No, but if that's a private thing, I think that proposing should be a private thing done in a room. I did it to my wife in a room because if she said nobody would get to say. Why did you do it in front of
me? I'm not saying that. I'm not arguing the point. This conversation today is about gender reveal parties.
Would you agree that you're a hypocrite then? So is it okay to get to propose to someone in front of 150? By the way, I hate that when I see that at a match at Crow Park.
I think that wrecks my head. Yeah. I think that should be, as you said, a private moment between you and your partner.
Yeah,
but again, that's not what this conversation is today.
Adrian needed the likes on Facebook that day.
Let's deal with what we're dealing with here.
Adrian was out fishing for likes that day.
Shut up.
You had the rod out in the bait.
That's not what this conversation is.
How many likes can I get from you? Oh, I got down on the knee with a ring. How many likes?
You're deflecting here, Jeremy. Like, you're completely completely deflected.
You're not, I'm calling out.
I'm now going to cut you off again because that's not the conversation we're having today. Okay?
You're deflecting, completely deflected from the point.
A disgrace, Joanne, a disgrace. By making me feel bad about, by the way, having a miscarriage is a horrible, horrible thing to happen to any woman, I'm sure. But to make me feel guilty about having a gender reveal party in a restaurant on the off chance,
how did you know somebody wasn't in the restaurant? That's my point. If you want to have a gender reveal, do it in private.
I assume that there were women in the restaurant that have had miscarriages because 1 in 4 women have a miscarriage. So by the laws of probability, yes, there was a woman in the restaurant that day who had a miscarriage. Did she go home and cry her eyes out because my gender reveal? No, because most people who've been through stuff like that aren't bitter and twisted like you seem to be. And she would actually see the happiness and say, well, listen, I had a tragedy in my life, but I can be happy to see that. Look at the happiness over that table. If you saw the video, Joanne, you would see the happiness that is in that video.
I am far from bitter and twisted. As I said, I have 3 beautiful kids. I have 3. One's 11, one's 7, one's 4. I just think gender reveals are so tacky and they should be done. Like, if you haunted your 15 people, why not do it in your house? Or why not do it in a private function room? I don't want to sit there and watch you have a gender reveal party.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. I mentioned to you earlier on, Jeremy, that our Katie is like a bull over this conversation. So much so that she sent her own voice note in for us to play. Have a listen to what Katie has to say.
Trust Jeremy to do a gender reveal. Like, they're so pointless. I don't mean this to sound as bad as it's going to sound, but it's true. People don't care about the gender of your baby. Be happy you're having a healthy baby or you're having a baby at all. Gender is, it's, you know, one, nobody cares, and two, it's irrelevant. Just be happy you're having a baby. Stop with this American crap. Although I'm not surprised that Jeremy's doing this. He's the same man who calls nappies, diapers, and sweets candy. So sad.
Okay, Katie, you call children littlies, which is an American term. So if you want to, and you call yourself a mom.
Why are you turning this around?
No, I'm just saying, if she's giving about Americanism, she calls kids littlies.
Let's just deal with what she said there. And Joanne, I'm sure you agree with a lot of what she said there.
Oh, I completely agree.
All that matters is that you're having a baby. And you keep your fingers and toes crossed that it's a healthy baby, yeah?
First and foremost, yeah, that is the most important. Absolutely. I always say that to people.
Correct. So the gender of the child is irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant.
This has come in lately, in the past, say, 10, 20 years, gender reveal parties. Like, when our parents were having kids, there was nothing.
Absolutely.
They were looking to get a scan.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden is you have to have this massive gender reveal party.
But how is it affecting...
this massive baby shower.
How is it affecting your life, love? How is it actually affecting your life?
You call a listener love.
Yes, I did. How? Because I'm annoyed now. How is it affecting...
You're patronising prick.
And in the same way... No, I'm annoyed now. In the same way Katie going on, she puts up first day back at school. Oh, my little honey's first day back at school. Nobody gives a fuck. And by the way, I checked as well on my Facebook page. Katie actually liked that photograph when I put it up. So you're both hypocrites.
We just felt sorry for you.
I didn't like it.
No,
you didn't.
You didn't, no. Stay there for a second, Joanne. I want to bring in some more calls on this. Our number is 0858252626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number, 0858252626.
Is this an onslaught against me, by the way? Is it just...
Well, is there anybody who's had a gender reveal party and thought it was the best thing since sliced bread?
Of course it is, because the day we went...
Because as soon as it was over, you went, oh, jeez.
Because we did it again on the next one. No, because the day we went up to Woody's to get the big balloon, they were pretty much sold out of them. So that will tell you that they're very popular.
We've all become tacky. Carla, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Carla.
Good. No, not good, Carla, actually.
He's having a hard time here.
I was just listening to that girl, Joanne, as well, and Katie's voice now, and I just wanted to say that I'm kind of with you on this, Jeremy, because I had a baby in 2021 who sadly was incompatible with life, and they told me very early on in the pregnancy that she wouldn't live. And the only way that I came to terms was they gave me this type of blood test where we would have found out the gender a bit early. So in order for me to, you know, like, make up as much memories as I could, my family had organised a gender reveal. And it was really, really special because now I can look back and have that video. No, that she's no longer here with us. She only lived for an hour and a half.
But according
to... So I do...
But sorry for going across you, Carol, and I'm sorry for what happened to you. That is awful. But according to Joanne, who was on the other line, I should have respected what you'd gone through by not having the party. Now, had you been had you been sitting beside me in the restaurant, apart from getting the confetti in your soup, had you been sitting beside me in the restaurant that day, how would you have felt when we popped that balloon in the restaurant? What would have...
I would have been ecstatic, to be honest.
Thank you.
Because
that's exactly my point.
I live in this, like, my dad actually said to me, you know, when Aria passed, like, you know, that, you know, you kind of, like, you know, have to get up and get going again. And I do realise that, you know, like, what my trauma can be someone else's happiness. So I do feel that when I look upon, like, I actually went to a gender reveal a few weeks after my daughter had passed. It was actually my best friend, and it was the most amazing experience because she was having a little girl. But I have a really close relationship with her little girl now. And it's just, like, you know, a lot of people...
Carla, I would argue that your story is I'm terribly sad and sorry to hear that story, but I would argue that your gender reveal had a purpose, had a reason to recognise.
But that's the thing, like when you're out in public and you see other people doing them, you don't know what their purpose actually is. You're just judging by what you see. You don't know what the story is.
No, I agree, but I'm talking about specifically your story.
Yeah.
Yours had a purpose, had a meaning, because you knew that your little baby was incompatible with life, which is terribly tragic. Yeah. So,
but how do we know someone else down the road, if we're in a public place like Jeremy had said he was, for his, that, like, I'm not saying your situation was obviously like mine, Jeremy, but there could have been somebody else there that was in the same situation as me and done it, but you're not going to know that because you're just looking upon on a different table. Do you know what I mean? You don't know what people's circumstances are, and some people have too much of a small house where they have no choice but to do it in a public area.
And I'll be honest, Carla, the reason we did two gender reveals, we didn't do for number three because it was during COVID, but the reason we did it for both was to get the family all together. They were all dying to know. From the moment my wife started showing, they were all asking, is it a boy or a girl, or a boy or a girl? And I said, you know what we'll do? We'll get you all out. We'll have a nice big slap-up meal. And we'll do it there and then. And not one person, Adrian, in my family said, oh, I'm not going to that. They're not going to say it to you.
Most of them probably thought it, though. They're not going to say it to you. Why would they say it to you? But the point I'm trying to make is, again, I'll ask, you're saying people were asking you, what, is it a boy or a girl? It doesn't matter.
So why do people ask that then?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. It doesn't matter. In your case, Carla, it's very different. Wanting to find
out. We don't know other people's cases either. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, there was another girl, only there actually 6 months ago, and her daughter was having, like, my actual friend's mum, she had terminal cancer, and she really wanted to see her grandson being born, but she didn't make it. So they did a gender reveal, and they did it in a public place as well. And she actually lived for 2 days after the gender reveal because she was really desperate to see him, but she never got to see him. Like, there's so many different reasons, and I just think people are too quick to judge.
But the vast majority, Joanne, are people just looking to show off, basically.
That's not showing off is the wrong expression. I'm sorry, that is
not showing off.
What is it then?
You could say that about Adrian. Well, then why put up photographs in your holidays, Adrian? Because you're...
Well, I don't anymore, believe it or not. I don't anymore. I haven't done for a long time.
Why do people put photographs up in their holidays? Because you know what the place looks like. So why do you need to share the place with other people? That's a genuine question.
Exactly.
No, I do it. When I go on holidays, I can put up a load of photographs. But why do people put up photographs in their own holidays?
I don't know. I genuinely don't.
Because they want to. That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm really sorry for even bringing the story on, but I just felt like when I was listening to it, I was just like, you know, we don't understand or know what other people are going through.
And I agree, and listening to your story, you know, and that other example that you gave there a second ago, yes, I get it, I understand.
But no one thinks of that. People are just too quick to jump.
Okay,
like,
but the majority of gender reveal parties are people just... having a party, or
because it's not showing off.
Oh,
because
it is showing off.
No,
it is showing off.
It's not showing off, Adrian.
Yeah. See,
I want to ask, how does it matter whether you're having a boy or a girl?
By the way, showing
what
off.
What does it matter?
Showing off, yeah. The balloon costs like £5, so you're not showing off your wealth or anything. Showing off to me is when someone buys a brand new fancy car and they show it off, or a brand new watch, or they go somewhere really, really exotic on holidays. That's showing off to me. How could you be showing off?
Okay, again, I'm going to ask the question, what is so important about the gender of a child? Why do you need to know? Why do you need to let everybody know?
I'll be honest with you. My wife on all three of them didn't want to know the gender, and I kind of bullied her into it. Really,
so why?
Revealing. I just wanted to know. I don't like.
But why?
I don't like surprises. That was the reason.
Let me bring it to more.
If you look at that video as you have done,
I did, and I cringe.
And you see, but would you say that to my son? Because he spoke about that. Well, you tell him I'm cringing for you.
He will, in time, when he grows up.
No, but did you see the happiness on his face that he got to prick the balloon? Brilliant. Oh,
Jer has been on to us.
Dead inside.
Jer has been on to us.
They're a lot of shite, those gender reveal parties. I do be in stitches when the balloon flies off before they find out. Or if the bakery doesn't have the pink or blue in the middle. I think it's gas. There's very few surprises in life, and I think it's brilliant when you find out on the day what you're actually having.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter. With Adrian and Jeremy.
Nicola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nicola?
Hi, Adrian. Good, thank you.
Now, Nicola, gender reveal parties, yes or no?
No.
Why not?
No. No. I'm just not into them. And then I had a stillborn baby 10 years ago, and he would have been the first child, like the second grandchild, but after 11 years. And everyone was buying him stuff. It wasn't a gender reveal. Like, people were just buying him stuff. Like, all my family. I had his pram with everything. I got to 6 months, I had his pram, everything, all the stuff people were after buying me. And 2 weeks later, I was standing at my child's grave, like, laying him to rest.
Oh, God love you.
I just, they're tacky. They really are tacky. And it's just people's excuse to have a big piss up. Let's be fair. Any gender reveal I've seen, like, even on Facebook, you only have to go on Facebook or TikTok. You'll see everyone else is rat-ass, like shit-faced Trump.
But Nicola, okay,
she's right.
But we all have things that we find tacky. I find, and I probably, there's a couple of things, and I didn't want to offend people, but fuck it, I've been offended today, so I will. There's a couple of things that I find offensive, but I would never, well, I'm going to say them now, but I never would have said it before. But I find those over-the-top communions where parents order like balloon walls and balloon arches, and they have the Instagram frame that you hold up for, you know, Jordan's communion party. I find them tacky as fuck, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that either.
I also find the thing that crept in, and again, it's an American thing, it crept in about 10 years ago. I also find the thing where if your granny or grandfather dies, you hold their hand and take a photograph and put it up on Facebook. I mean, that wouldn't be for me.
What's wrong with that?
That boils my piss, to be honest.
What's wrong with that?
Because first of all, well, what's the reason for doing it? Why take a photograph of your granny or grandfather? No, I don't have grannies or grandfathers. I don't know. They died when I was a baby. But what's the...
If you happen to be there when a grandparent passes, might be in a nursing home or in their house or in hospital, and you happen to be there...
But I have an issue with that. Have they consented to... The photograph.
You're only talking about their hand.
No, but have you seen the ones where the person taking the photo? Oh, there's me granny on her last days, and she's lying in bed. And when I'm on my last days, I don't want fucking anybody taking a photograph of me and putting it up on Facebook for likes. And
we were all sitting around me nanny when she passed away. I didn't take a picture of it. That was the last thing I was thinking of.
I don't get that.
The pictures you're talking about is just somebody's hand.
It doesn't matter. Well, sorry.
But that's the last thing you'd be thinking of, Adrian.
Well, when my father,
I'm going to take a picture of me
then. My father passed away, the last thing on my mind was, geez, grab his, is the hand still warm? Grab the hand. Let's get the Facebook likes in. No, you want to grieve. So I wouldn't judge people. Well, I am judging now. What I'm saying, everybody has different...
But everybody, hang on. Everybody grieves in different ways. And if that's somebody's way...
Putting a photograph of a hand up is not grieving, but just...
If that's somebody's way of grieving, so be it.
No.
It's not for you to judge how somebody should grieve.
A photograph of somebody's hand, would just stop the lights. And the other thing, our mutual friend who takes photographs, selfies at graves all the time.
Oh, yeah, no, that does my head in as well.
Yeah.
That
does, like, I have pictures of me, son. And they're my pictures.
Yes,
they're
exactly.
Private pictures. I wouldn't post them on my Facebook page.
Let me ask you then, Nicola, have you ever been to a gender reveal?
No, I wouldn't go.
Have you ever been invited to one?
I have, yeah.
And you didn't go?
No, I didn't go, no.
You would have gone to my one, the food was absolutely gorgeous.
I went for the food, I went for a doggy bag to bring home. That's it.
Somebody actually texts in, texts in to say, did Jeremy pay for the meal? For the gender reveal. Now, normally I wouldn't answer a question like that because it's very personal, but I just realised I didn't pay for the meal.
Why?
Jesus, Jezebel, wouldn't have went then.
I know, I just realised that we itemised.
But you walked out and you didn't pay?
No, we itemised the bill. I didn't pay for the guests that were there.
That's shocking.
You tight bastard. So hang on. Not only did you invite people to something that they didn't really want to go to, but they went just to shut you up, yeah? When you got there, they had to pay for their own dinner. You tight bastard.
Yeah, because it wasn't like a 21st where it was finger food.
But you invited people.
It was a full sit-down
to come
meal.
And watch you pop in a fucking balloon. And you didn't even pay for their dinner. Oh my God, this gets worse by the second. Stay there for a second, Nicola. Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Jessica. Gender reveals.
Yeah, I'm with Jeremy on this one.
Oh, you think they're great, do you?
Yeah, I've had both for both of my kids.
Okay, you've had them for both of your kids. So, tell me why.
Well, the first time I'd been in lockdown for the majority of my pregnancy, and we just came out of lockdown the week my scan was for the gender. So I thought it was a great time for a family to get together during hard times. And it was brilliant. It was great. And I still look back at the video and just such an emotional time. And celebration.
What do you mean it's an emotional time?
I don't know about you, because you've obviously never had one, but when you have a gender reveal and your family and your friends and all the people that love you are around you, and you find out what the sex of your baby's going to be, there's no better feeling.
Again, a number of people have said it as well, okay? I'm really curious to know.
Yeah. Why don't you say she's tacky like you said it to me? No, tell Jess she's tacky.
Will you wait till I finish the sentence?
Look, he's sweating there. No, say the word.
I'm not sweating.
Say the word, sir.
Would you? Why did you have to know this? The gender of your child before the child was born. That's the question I want to ask.
I couldn't wait. I wanted to know, and I think also a lot of mothers like to know where to buy blue or pink.
Yep.
You see, I just don't.
I'm still waiting for you to say
this
she's
is my
tacky,
fundamental
by the
issue with
still
this. Yeah,
to say she's tacky.
One of the few surprises we have in life is the sex of our baby when the baby is born. Like I said, I didn't know both of mine before they were born. It happens that we had a boy.
You didn't know if the babies were yours.
didn't know what sex they were before they were born.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
And it was a lovely surprise.
Yeah, that's for you.
And I just don't. But I don't understand this impatience.
But I don't understand that people get so angry about it.
No, I don't.
Like, if you find out the gender before the birth, it doesn't take any excitement away of having the baby.
No, absolutely not.
Definitely not. Like, and when I found out I was having a boy, and the first I was over the moon, I had blue everything. And I remember going into the hospital, everything in my suitcase was blue. It didn't take any excitement away. I was still as excited as anyone would be without a gender reveal.
But as well, people getting annoyed. All I've heard, Jess, in the last 40 minutes is people getting annoyed about something that doesn't affect their life. Like, fair enough.
Nobody said it affects our life.
No, fair enough.
The conversation is, are gender reveals tacky? And yes, they are.
Fair enough. If we had a caller on the show right now, saying, I was in that restaurant the day that Jeremy had his gender reveal party and it ruined my fucking night. That was the worst meal I ever had. Seeing that balloon popping really turned me off.
Karen.
Yeah, that's
fucking Karen.
That isn't even happened. There's not one person who's been a caller on the show who was affected directly by my gender reveal parties.
No, well, obviously they weren't affected directly by yours because they're not listening. I would say there was a load of people in that restaurant disgusted.
But you could say the same if it was your birthday.
And then the people you invited are even more disgusted because you didn't pay for their dinner.
Well, no, that only came back to me now. No, but the point is...
By the way, I have to stop you there for one second. We're just after getting a message in from one of our listeners who was really, really angry and upset with you about something that you said just a minute ago. About something you said a couple of minutes ago. About how different people grieve. And you were talking about a photograph of a hand.
Oh, yeah, the photograph of the hand, yeah.
Well, one of our listeners is really upset with you.
So what am I supposed to do about people, this?
People are allowed to grieve in the way that they want to grieve.
And I'm allowed to, Jess, would you not agree? Am I not allowed to celebrate in the way I want to celebrate a birth?
Or
birth?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
So this person, what's this person's name?
I don't know.
So, sorry, she's allowed to criticise me over how I... but I'm not allowed to...
This is over the way people grieve, okay? And this lady, I'm assuming, obviously grieves in the way that you're after slagging off, basically.
Oh, they're putting the photograph of their hands up on Facebook. I find that tacky. Oh, sorry, my opinion offends you. How much she's upset about it.
Yeah.
Grow up. Grow up. Jess, isn't that unbelievable?
I'm not getting involved, Jeremy. Don't involve me in this.
Oh, she sent a voice note, has she? Yeah, okay. But I'm going to play.
No, we won't play the voice note until I've listened to it first. Thank you.
No.
Well, no.
That's not really the way it works, eh?
Well, it is the way it works.
It's just been sent on to me, JJ. It's just sent it on to me.
I'm saying I want to hear
it
first.
That's the way we roll here.
I want to hear it first.
You're not hearing it first. I'm going to play it now. In fact, I'll play it straight after the break.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
There's murder going on here. You're not playing it. I am going to play the message. That's the way we operate here. It's called Opinions Matter. This lady is not at all happy with you.
Jeremy Dixon, just because you wouldn't put up a picture of your grandmother or your mother on your social media doesn't mean that the people you do are doing it for any other reason other than that they love them or they want to show them to their friends and family. My grandmother was a lovely woman. She took care of me when my parents couldn't. She was in a home for the last 2 years. I put up a post of her and you're telling me what, that's wrong, that I'm somehow doing it for attention. Like, are you dead inside? What's wrong with you? People share people they love all the time. I see you putting up pictures on your, so I won't even get into it. I won't get into your social media. What's shame on you for saying that? Absolutely shame on you.
That message from Stephanie, she's basically saying, shame on you, Jeremy.
Shame.
That lady chose to acknowledge the passing of her grandmother in the way in which you've just taken the piss out of.
I didn't take the piss out of us. I find it tacky.
And she has asked for you to apologise for saying that.
Well, you've got the wrong person on the wrong show there, Stephanie, I'm afraid. I will not be apologising for that. I've sat here for the last 45 minutes and taken...
This is different. You've taken abuse for doing something tacky like a gender reveal party.
And I think the granny's hand is tacky. Shoot me.
Well, she's very upset with you, and I don't blame her because if that's the way she chose to grieve, then that's the way she chose to grieve. She doesn't need to be slagged off for doing it by you.
So you want me to? Yeah, as Nicola says, don't give any apology for that. You're right, Nicola. Offense is taken. What's the expression?
Offence is taken.
Not given. You chose to take offence.
Because you're after slagging off the way in which she grieved the passing of her grandmother.
Dave says, I'd feel like a right dick if I were Jeremy right now. Absolutely not, Dave.
Yeah, so would I.
I stand by it. No, I find it tacky. If we're allowed to talk about what is tacky and what is not tacky, I find it tacky. I find those type of photographs tacky. There you go. That's my opinion. I'm not asking her to be offended by it. She doesn't... You know, as I said, I've sat here for the last 45 minutes taking grief over gender reveal parties. I'll take it on the chin. It's called an opinion show. Thanks. Move on.
That's it. You're not going to apologise for offending. You even heard them. She's upset. She's audibly upset on that message.
I'm upset over the last...
You're not.
Yes.
We're talking about tacky parties.
Oh, yeah, okay.
With a poxy balloon.
Yeah.
And a bit of pink confetti, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
This is the passing of her grandmother we're talking about here.
And I'll apologise that your grandmother... Well, no, I won't apologise that your grandmother passed away. It wasn't caused by me. I'm sorry that your grandmother passed away, but I'm not apologising for saying that I find those hand photographs tacky, because I do. And to apologise would be for me to admit that I don't believe that. I will only ever apologise when I say something in the wrong, and nothing I said was in the wrong.
As Michelle said, you're a pompous, self-righteous prick, Jeremy. Do the right thing and apologise to that girl.
No, if everybody that's been on the last 45 minutes apologised to me for saying that what our family did was tacky, there we go.
You were bursting a balloon!
Go to the next caller.
Nobody died!
Go to the next caller.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you doing, Jeremy?
Yeah.
I'm kicking off now.
Holy
shit.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Some people think they own grief and think they own the right to an apology. I'm sorry.
Well, the
clue is in the name of this podcast, lads. The clue is in the name.
Look,
Jeremy's opinion is the only one that matters. Is that the name of the podcast?
Their own when they do what they do with their grandmothers or grandfathers or graves or whatever. It is tacky. No, I don't mean like that, Graves. I'm in gender reveal parties. I can't stand them. I was invited to one there a couple of weeks ago by one of my nieces, and I couldn't go, lads. I couldn't, because you're just a bunch of fucking idiots in a video running around, and, you know, it's just stupid. It's you know, I wish people would watch these videos over again before they do one, because the absolute fucking ridiculousness of it is unbelievable. Like, what happened to the old way of doing it, the way I done it with my kids when they were born? Being there in the labour ward, waiting for the child to come out, and then it's either we bought neutral clothes. That's what we done, you know.
And again, John, I said this already. For me, when our kids were born back in the wasn't yesterday or the day before, but we didn't know, and it was a fantastic excitement when you find out there and then, while when the child is born, it's a boy or it's a girl. Now,
and it's a moment between you and your partner, and it's and then we can take it to the christening, and that's what my next point was, Adrian and Jeremy, and then we can all get together and we can celebrate the child's life. That's what, you know, that's what we're going to do, and you know, yeah. The old school is the best school, as far as.
No, when it comes to finding out the sex of your baby, I totally agree with you on this one. I just don't understand why there's this urgency to find out the sex of a child before it's actually born. I just don't get it. I don't get where this impatience has come from. Why not?
It's coming from America, Adrian. It's coming from America. It's the shitheads in America done it.
We've happily followed. That's the point.
Oh, they do. You see, that's the Irish for you again, you know, adapting everything from the Americans, like, you know, because I've never seen that like this. And it was only up to 10 years ago this shit started coming out. And I'm like, I've watched so many of them.
And in fact, Jeremy, I'll just go back to yours, right? So yeah. I played the audio from the video earlier on.
You made fun of us as well. Jesus,
Who do I complain to? The 15 people that you invited and didn't pay for their dinner, yeah? All those people.
That's an issue, I'll agree with you, yeah.
Do they give a flying...
It's obviously they're close family. Yeah.
No, but do they care whether it's a boy or a girl? Hang on. Just listen to me for a second.
Why do people go to your wedding?
You pop the balloon. Shut up for a second.
No, but why do people
The balloon and the pink comes out and everybody goes, woo.
Yeah.
You pop the balloon and the blue comes out. Woo.
What difference does it make?
But then why do family go to your weddings?
I don't know that either.
No, I hate going to weddings.
So do I.
Because I literally...
It's a piss-up, that's why.
When I'm at someone's wedding and I'm standing up at the...
Yeah, but they paid for it.
Well, yeah, that's unlike you.
No, but when I'm looking at them, I stand the aisle, I do be saying to myself, I don't give a fuck that you're getting married today. I literally couldn't give a fuck.
Multiply that by 10, that's how little fucks people give about whether it's a boy or a girl.
But the people that were there, two of whom were godparents, prospective godparents and grandparents that were there as well, I'll text them all when I get home and ask
them. Sorry, John. Yeah, go on, John.
That day cost me €150, by the way, and I want the bike. I'm only joking. It's absolutely madness, lads. And you know, I couldn't believe it when he said that he didn't pay for the meal. Look, everybody that he invited to a christening, a second birthday party, everything, I paid for everything. And I always did, because I'm glad
that's what you do.
Well, in fairness, John, if you paid for your guests, that means I paid for them because you used your dough.
Why are you diverting again?
So well done for taking. Well done for using my taxes to pay.
Shut up, Jeremy. You're cut off again. You're off. Jessica, he's basically saying it is tacky, tacky, tacky.
Why is he so bothered what people do with their lives? Their lives.
Well, why can't they do it the old school, Jessica, when, you know, you save that so? Moment for... Yeah, but why? You know, it's just showboating. That's what it all is. It's just... You know, look at us. We're having a gender reveal.
Fine. If you feel that way, that's fine, and that's how you want to do things.
Well, it's not that I feel that way. The majority of the country feel that way.
You wouldn't go to your nieces. But like, you were going on there saying people.
That's an absolute shit show, Jesse. You know, isn't it?
You were going on there saying people don't care and this and that. It was actually my family that organised my gender reveal.
And it was the best, and I
actually show my kids the videos, and it's so nice to have not only my reaction but my whole family's reaction on everybody's faces when the balloon was popped.
Which we're going to do all, you know, but we're going to do that when the baby's born, and then, like I said, we're going to have a christening.
Well, come here, John, listen, my firstborn was 9-6, and let me tell you one thing, I didn't care what gender it was, or if it was half a cat, I didn't give a shit. I was in so much pain, I just wanted that baby out of me.
Of course.
Come here, listen, if you want to do it that way, that's fine, but I think gender reveals are lovely. And it's a memory for all families.
It's American
noise. Can I ask you again? Why the need to find out? Why did you want to know? Why did you not keep that surprise? But why? Why could you not wait?
I just wanted to know. From the second I found out I was pregnant, I wanted to know. I was so excited to choose a name.
You see, no, my question is...
How did it affect your life?
It didn't affect my life. I'm asking, and this is the point that John is making. No, this is the point that John is making. Why did you need to know? Why not keep that surprise for when you have the baby?
For me, like, when I found out that I was having a boy on my first, I imagined myself growing up with a son. When you don't know, like, and you're pregnant, you don't know.
So you can imagine
it's
that.
Nice, but it's nice to imagine. What it's going to be like.
But you can imagine
it's nicer.
That.
It's nicer to be there in the labour ward, which I miss it, when she actually has the baby, Jessie, and then.
But John, it does not take away the excitement if you know the gender.
Ah, it does, of course.
Then
you have the baby. Sure, Jesus, talk about fucking.
And then a baby shower, and then a Christmas.
The cow, like,
and you know what, John? Yeah, come here. Unless you're pushing out a watermelon, you do not tell me that I don't get all the attention that I need.
That's all it is.
So give it over.
It's America. It's America. No. Americans. Leave the Americans to do it, you know.
No, it's like, not what? Who cares?
You know, the Irish
are... John, somebody just messaged to say, a reason to know is so you can choose names, get clothes and so on. But I would argue, Sean... You can do all those things when the child... When you find out when it's born.
Well, we picked out girls' names.
You have to be prepared when you have a baby.
When my son and my daughter were both born, we had a boy's name and a girl's name.
Brilliant.
And depending on whether it was a boy or a girl.
And you know what we done, Adrian? We had the room done up. We had a mutual colour as well. You know, we had everything sorted. So it would have been a boy or a girl. And then we could go back then and just, you know, she could start buying girls' clothes or boys' clothes, you know. So we basically had the basic set up for, you know, it's just what we done years ago. It was a great thing.
Okay, can you understand then, John? And like you said, years ago, that's the way it was done. Further back, we didn't even have the technology to find out what sex the child was. But can you not understand why people like Jessica just want to know?
It's a big show off.
Whatever about the wanting to know, it's this having a party to tell everybody that it's a boy or a girl. Do you know what I mean? They're not going to get more excited if it's a boy or a girl, or at least they shouldn't. They should be just happy that it's a baby.
Exactly.
Of course, but come here, lads. There's a lot of horrible things going on in the world now, right now, and I think the celebration of a baby is absolutely brilliant, and to take in as much celebration as possible. So if that means having gender revealed, then I think it's a lovely thing to do.
All right. Good to talk to you, Jess, as always. And John, thanks very much indeed.
You still didn't tell Jess she was tacky. Come on, she's still on the
radio. No, I've already said I think gender reveals are tacky, Jess. There you go. How many times do you want me to say it? Tacky. And in fact, John is going to say it as well. John, say it as it is.
Very, very tacky.
Very, very tacky. There you go.
Back off.
John, you're welcome. My taxes went towards it. You're welcome.
Jesus. Tacorama.
Thanks. Just don't have any more babies, Sean. My taxes can't afford it. It's actually not funny. It's actually not funny.
Do
you ever look at your payslip every month?
What?
Yeah, and you see total deads. It says total deductions, yeah. And you see it's like 500 quid or whatever, yeah? Well done, John. Thanks for taking the
Let's squeeze in a few voice notes before we wrap this up. Damien.
Jeremy, whilst I do think that the gender reveal is tacky, I do agree with you that posting photographs of dead people is beyond tacky. It is inappropriate and abhorrent.
Well, in fact, Jeremy, that lady has been on again. Asking for you to apologise, and I'm going to give you another opportunity to apologise.
You can give me as much opportunity as you want. How many minutes are you giving me?
Go.
No, go and play the message.
Here's another message from Dee.
Each to your own if you want to have a gender reveal. that's your business. But I think a lot of people like to have them to know what they're having, and with the expense, you know what I mean, of babies are very, very expensive. So it's nice to know what you're having, you know what I mean, so that you can be well prepared for when the new arrival comes, boy or girl, you know what I mean? But it's up to Germany what he wants to do. Fair play to him. There's not many men that take an interest in anything like that.
All right. Nice. Thank you very much indeed, Dee. And Adrienne.
Hi, guys. As a grandparent, my daughter rang me to tell me that she found out the sex of her son. And she was absolutely delighted, and she went off into town with her boyfriend to buy all the boy things and everything else. And I was left deflated because I felt I had nothing to have it, as against somebody rings you up and tells you, I've just had a baby boy. She sent me a text the morning he was born, a photograph, and I'm still overjoyed. Of course I was. But it was just, it was an emptiness in me. It was like nothing left.
I agree. Thanks very much indeed, Adrienne. Are you going to apologise to that lady,
absolutely,
Steph, that messaged earlier on?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Jamie says, if Jeremy apologised for this, I'll lose so much respect for him. He literally did nothing wrong.
Well, we're about to lose a listener now because you were so offensive to the woman who took a photograph of her grandmother's hand.
See, that's where people get things wrong. That comment that I made was not directed at you personally. I didn't say your name. I don't even know who you are.
But it's exactly what she did.
No. So the person, the insult, as you want to call it, an insult, was not an insult. It was opinion. It wasn't directed at you personally. It was my opinion about people who put
those
photographs
up. So no is the answer. Steph, sorry about that. Here, no apology here.
We could do the podcast for another 6 hours and I won't apologise.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification the next time we upload an episode.